and salutations. We are Pop Culture.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to episode 68 of Pop Culture. Folks, whatever you're going to hear today, I cannot promise you anything. We're a pretty wired group this morning. And speaking of this group, I'm your host, Brian Burchett Ross, and I'm the host of, usually the host of this show. with me today, as always, I have...
Oh, come on down, Robert Yeoman. You're the next contestant on The Great is Right.
And I have
David Paul War.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm not married, but I'm going to use all three names, too. So.
Okay. And I have...
I'm not saying.
I'm going to just... This has turned south already.
Definitely.
And last but certainly not least, we have...
Rob Roberts.
Ron is in the house.
Ron is in the house. And hey, folks, we have a special treat for you today. Our episode number 68 is called Do You Want to Play a Game? And
another movie, another movie reference.
Wait, what was your idea? Did you have a title?
Well, it's not a game, though. It's not a game.
What is it?
It's a tournament.
Do you want to play a tournament? Why, do you have something
Matthew
else?
Broderick in it.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it.
No, that's fine. It's quite all right.
No, you have something
this,
else.
No.
Ron,
just,
I'm interested.
This just tells me where this is going to go today. So it's
I'd
all
like
good.
To know.
I'd like to know, Ron.
No,
oh,
it's fine.
Come on.
Please. No, because all the great ideas were talked about in the last two episodes, so I don't want to spoil anything.
They were? Huh? We had great ideas.
Anyway,
folks, so what we're going to do is we love TV themes, and we're going to have a... I'm going to... Ron is in charge. I am going to turn this over to Ron. Ron is in charge of this non-game. Anyway, Ron, go ahead.
Thanks, Brian. to those two of you that still listen, I think, is that the joke we use?
Most of us are in the room.
Yes, most of us are in the room. March, which is what this episode will be dropping.
Absolutely,
correct?
Yeah.
March,
yes.
Is many things. Mm-hmm. You've got your St. Patrick's Day, you've got your Easter, depending on when the calendar hits.
Your hairs.
Perhaps. And the other thing is March Madness.
Yes.
Hence the NCAA College Basketball Tournament, which was the... idea behind this game.
No, it's a tournament.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
You're welcome, Brian.
So what happened here is that the crack staff of these four men of a certain age all got together and chose, yes, sir.
There's five of us.
Yes, but I did not do any choosing.
Oh.
Which is what I'm trying to
do. Four of us.
Okay, just to clarify,
I want to make sure that
I get confused when I go back
near,
and listen to these episodes.
I am nowhere near the choosing of these theme songs. I just want to make sure that's clear to everyone. Mm-hmm. So the four men of a certain age decided that they were going to have a tournament to determine the greatest television theme song as determined by these four men of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
And not by you.
Not by me or by the listeners.
So the gift I sent you was absolutely useless.
What was that?
The gift I sent you was absolutely useless.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Yeah, I appreciate it. But anywho.
You said you just wanted to borrow it. I didn't know you were giving it away, Jeff.
Hello. Anyway, so back to the matter at hand. So again, we chose four different regions to choose from. There was the drama region. Mm-hmm. There's the cartoon/children's region, the comedy region, and the family comedy region. And again, all four of these men chose their favorites, and I, as the impartial observer, seeded these songs into a tournament to determine, once again, the greatest theme song as determined by these four men in this room.
And he just passed out the brackets.
And ladies and gentlemen, listeners, before we begin, I just want to remind everyone that today's broadcast is for entertainment purposes only. No wagering.
Yes, no wagering. Can I
sure.
show them what the grand
sure.
prize is
yes.
going to be?
Yes.
If
they're,
oh, there is a prize?
There is a prize.
Yes, this is a priceless
and
fudge
this
rounds.
This is not food.
Oh.
Boo.
Well, then why are we playing?
Because it's a trophy, an actual trophy. You all are playing for the Golden Cup. It says Pop Culture Winner Winner Chicken Dinner.
Nice.
Awesome. There you go.
So there's your
image with our approval.
That's nice. Going to be the grand prize.
I don't see any of those songs that I recommended on here.
That's you did.
Well, can't even read this. Let's go.
Let me just say that there was a lot of interesting backroom discussions between the... I'm good. I've got a pen.
You got a pen?
He's got one.
You got one.
A lot of backroom discussions between the selection committee as to what fit in and what didn't. And ladies and gentlemen, as we go on, you'll probably think to yourself, where's this song? Which is exactly what I said.
I can't wait to hear which ones you
thought.
But anywho.
Anywho. Are we ready?
Gentlemen, are we ready?
Let's do it.
We're ready.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to start out in a region. We're going to I'm going to give you a matchup, and then the four of you will determine which song moves on.
Okay.
And that's where I had the question. How are we determining that?
Yes. So the four of you will determine. It will be by popular vote. Mm-hmm. And apparently I will be the tiebreaker.
Okay, because I was saying there's an even number here.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be like Indian arm wrestling or whatever.
Well, we could if that's what you wanted to do.
Well, I will tell you this. Whether it's my pick or not, and to be totally honest, and Ron knows this, I can't remember what I picked. So, for the most part. So, I'm going to look at this and say, no, this between the two, this to me would be the better theme song.
I was
song.
Just going
to
say the same thing. It does not have to be what you specifically do, because some of the stuff I saw, thought, oh my gosh, I forgot about those ones.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. And I'm
big
like, oh, that's a good one.
Big
I don't know
time.
If I...
Yeah.
But there is one that's coming up already that I am ticked off as all get out. But we'll get to it. All anyway, right. Go on, Ron.
All right, folks, are we ready?
Round and round.
All right, so we are going to tip off in the comedy region.
Ooh.
Comedy.
We're going to start out with the number 6-11 matchups. The number 6 seed Green Acres is matching up against the Bob Newhart Show.
Oh,
well, no contest.
The Bob Newhart. That's the 70s Newhart, right? Yeah.
I suppose it's ba-da-ba-da-ba.
So we're putting this in the first in the.
Oh my God!
I've never done this.
So, yes.
So now we have to Green Acres, Bob Newhart.
So we have to just write it what we want.
No, we're going to vote now. What we hold on. I don't even watch sports, and I know this. Go ahead, Ron.
No, so we have to vote or make our argument.
We're going
to
make our arguments. Then we vote, and then whoever wins, you write it in that little line right there.
Okay.
Okay, so
right
because that's the one that's going to move on. Yeah. So Green Acres, Bob Newhart. What are you guys thinking?
Green Acres, no explanation necessary.
I agree, Bob Newhart.
Green Acres, you're more likely hearing hear somebody humming it than...
But Bob Newhart's a little more sophisticated.
Ah, it's comedy. Comedy's not supposed to be sophisticated.
New York is where I'd rather be.
Case in point, this podcast.
Okay, so...
All right, so what are we voting for?
What are we voting for? Green Acres, give me yay or nay?
I say yay.
I say yay.
Yay, say yay.
Nay.
Green Acres moves on.
It's
Bob.
Bouncy. It's bumpy. It's
Green Acres
and,
moves
and I on. Think I had suggested Bob Newhart, which is actually a very lovely theme song, but I don't think it has the timeless
you're probably
appeal
right.
Of okay. Green Acres.
I felt Bob.
Moving right along, we're going to go over
Green...
to
Green... Acres. I'm going to have to say that every time I write things. So there we go.
We're going to move over to the cartoon region.
Oh, we're moving to cartoon.
Yes, we're moving over. We're moving around. That's what we do with tournaments. We move around.
It's going to take all day.
So we're going to start off with the number 4-13 matchup. So the number 4 Jetsons taking on the number 13 seed Mighty Mouse.
Here I come to save the day.
Oh.
Well, I can tell you right now which one I'm going with.
Jetsons.
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 Jetsons. What about you, Bob?
Jetson, his right. wife. Elroy.
Well, Mighty Mouse is fine if you like opera.
Well, there you go.
Andy Kaufman destroyed Mighty Mouse.
Yes.
All right, so
but
Jetson.
Again, some of the greatest strengths of the Hanna-Barbera, I think, really were the theme songs.
Oh, the theme songs, definitely.
That kind of jazzy upbeat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What's so next, boss?
Family comedy. We're going to the three.
There's where it's going to get tricky.
Well, this one won't be. The 3 and the 14 seed. We've got the number 3 seed, the Munsters.
Oh,
taking on the 14 seed, Family Ties.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I know Brian's going to vote just to make me mad.
Like, I would never do that, Dave. I vote Family Ties.
No way.
I'm going to say Munsters just because I know it.
No, I think Munsters because it's got that nice rock beat. Uses a bass guitar and Family Ties is whatever it is.
It's a nice sweet whatever. Oh, Bob, did I hear you say Family Ties, Bob?
If you did, it came out of your mouth. Hello.
And Munsters.
Munster with the wind's hands down.
Munsters. All right. Okay.
Somebody shoot Alex.
Fallout Boy liked Munsters.
Moving right along, we're going to go to the drama region.
Like Uma Thurman? Is that followed by?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drama region. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off with the 7-10 matchup, which this is a powerhouse matchup.
Oh, dear.
Folks.
Oh,
now we got a problem.
Number 7, the Hawaii 5-0 theme against the number 10 seed and perhaps one of the greatest songs ever, the Rockford Files.
Yes.
Oh.
How do you root against Jim Garner?
I know you don't. And man. Let me tell you.
He didn't
you,
write the song.
Let me tell you, on a side note, there is no way they should ever be redoing the Rockford Files.
No, I
don't mind the guy, but no. James Garner is.
I didn't know they were redoing it.
It's ludicrous. It's built around James Garner's personality.
It really was. And they're doing it with the guy that played Angel in the Buffy, old Buffy series.
David
from Who Else Was in Bones?
Yeah.
No.
So, I know. Anyway.
The hard thing is that several of these have been played on the radio.
Yes.
You know, as regular songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you learn them from that.
Yep.
But, my gosh, that is such a that is.
So, and I guess that's the other thing, folks. We want to make sure everybody understands is that we're basing this only on the song.
Not
so we're trying
TV
to take
show.
All right. of the feelings that we have about the TV shows out of it.
So right.
Songs only.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going first this time. Who's making?
I'll go.
Okay, what are you saying?
The one, the only thing that stirred our hearts back in the 70s, early 80s.
I was saying, when I...
You instinctively
I'm
sang
it. I'm going with Bob on this one.
What do you say, Jeff?
I mean, I chose Rockford Files. I love the song.
I do,
love
too.
The song.
I do, too. Oh,
dear. But
name the lyric for it.
Well, there's no lyrics for either one of the songs.
Second stanza is, me, 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 me.
Thank you, Cartman.
As much as I hate it, Hawaii 5-0.
All right, well, Hawaii 5-0 moves on.
When I saw Dave do that, I...
Hawaii 5-0.
All right.
That's tough. Very tough. That's
I've been surfing in Hawaii, you know.
All right, we're going to go back.
Yeah, when you're surfing in Hawaii, you actually hear that theme song all the time in your head.
I bet you do.
It's just like when you're in a helicopter, a Fortunate Son plays.
Right, high school.
Or would you just be in Vietnam?
Anyways. All right, so we're going to go back to the cartoon region.
Okay.
And this is a big matchup here, the 8-9 matchup. The 8-seeded Powerpuff Girls against the number 9 seed Underdog.
To say
it's a tough one. This is a tough one.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Pretty darn simple.
I love
to
Powerpuff,
me.
But boy, Underdog is classic.
I gotta go Underdog.
Underdog.
All right.
It uses a dog with the cape.
A theremin, right?
Or we've got our Star first Trek? Upset.
Oh yeah.
Did anybody get the joke there that I made Underdog?
No, that was what's her face?
I did.
June Foray.
Well, I enjoyed it. So, anyways,
I might catch it when it comes out. What's next?
All right. Over to the comedy region.
Back to comedy.
Yes. We're going to do the 3-14 matchup, the number 3 seed Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
Against the number 14 seed Mary Tyler Moore Show.
God, I mean, that woman turned the world on with her smile.
She did.
She did.
But you know, the others, you just had to thank them for being their friends.
They Golden Girls, they come at you one after the other. You can't beat that.
I know. Yeah. I know, but... I'm going Mary Tyler Moore.
I did not hardly. If I saw Golden Girls, it was very very rare, and it has nothing to do with the show. I get it, but it's a theme song. I MTM.
It was also a top 10 hit.
Oh, was it? I did not.
It was done by Leo Sayer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, is he a theme song or is he a...
No, it's still a theme song.
It's still a theme song. I mean, because a lot of these drama ones were theme songs, too, that made it to the records.
I'm going with Golden Girls. I think it fits the theme of the show better.
Bob?
Golden Girls or Golden Mary Tyler Moore? Golden Girls.
So we have a tie.
You have a tie.
Oh, dear. Huh.
As if we had this pre-warm.
Didn't plan for that, did you, Ron?
I didn't plan it.
Pick a number, 1 through 20.
No. Well, so.
More argument?
All I can say is thank you for being a friend. Golden Girls moves on.
Jeff and I are defeated already.
Bias. All right, so over to the drama region.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get this one out of the way. We got the powerhouse number 116 matchup.
Oh,
so the number one seed and one, and possibly, quite possibly, the number one overall seed. We haven't determined that yet. Dallas taking on the 16-ranked SWAT. Mm.
Dallas and SWAT. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start with this one, too. And I can tell you exactly. I loved SWAT. It was very 70s. But Dallas, you hear that? And boom, you're right there. You are coasting through that land until you see South Fork.
And then the evil just oozing off of JR as you approach the mansion.
Absolutely. So I'm going with Dallas. Now, I know who picked SWAT.
I'm going with SWAT because it's got that good beat.
Mm-hmm.
You can dance to it.
I'm going with Dallas.
All right.
Dallas. Though I hate it.
Dallas moves on.
Well, once again, JR has proved the master manipulator.
All right.
What do we got?
Over to the family comedy region. We're going to go 215, the number 2 seed and ready to roll Brady Bunch.
Ooh.
Take it on the plucky 15 seed Roseanne. This one's got all the earmarks of a bloodbath, folks.
Do we even need to vote?
Brady Bunch.
All right.
My Peter's still in it. That was wrong.
Yeah, it was. Oh, sweet. What was Peter in?
Dave.
That's a total different episode I don't want to do.
Dave not only rolled his eyes, but they went back into his head.
That was
one.
The snack cake episode. Is he an otter or a twink or whatever the hell else?
Oh, yeah. What was your vote on that?
I don't have time for that right now.
Okay.
let's go over to the cartoon section.
All right.
We're going to go.
Bob and I didn't officially vote.
What did you guys?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Officially Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're going to go back over to the cartoon region. We're going to do the 6-11 matchup, the 6-ranked Speed Racer against a couple of youngsters, Phineas and Ferb. But I'm sorry, folks, that is a catchy song.
Phineas and
Speed
Ferb?
Racer or Phineas and Ferb?
Phineas and Ferb.
It is.
Go, Speed Racer. Go, Speed Racer.
I'm going with Speed Racer.
Go, Speed Racer, go.
I claim ignorance because I never watched it. I don't know how the theme is, so Speed Racer.
You know, I suggested Phineas and Ferb.
Not Phineas. Bob, I don't know.
Okay. Bob, Speed Racer.
Phineas and Ferb.
I will move my lips and save cost on animation. I will stay with Speed Racer.
Speed Racer.
Trixie. And Phineas and Ferb have had less racist overtones.
It's true.
We're talking about the theme song, though.
I mean, they were giving a monkey a shower, for God's sakes.
In the trunk.
Anyways.
And if you haven't watched Phineas, you really should.
It's a good show. It is very much a good show. Where are we going next?
We're moving over to the family comedy. Okay. I this is a personal, I can't wait to see the final score on this one. We're going to go number 1 versus number 16 because, good Lord, when I saw this was just something I don't even understand. So the number 1 seed, and actually this is the number 1 seed overall, folks, all of the family. Top theme song in the 64 bracket against Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Oh, my God. Nilsson wrote that song.
Let me tell you
about my best friend.
He's my best friend.
He could be all of our best friends, but he ain't beaten out on the family, in my opinion.
I want to reiterate, we're talking only about the music.
Yes.
So
I agree.
I'm going to say Courtship, Eddie's Father.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played songs.
I made the hit parade.
Yeah. Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Of course, I don't think that was written originally for the TV show. It just had Nilsson, to be the one they used for All in the Family.
Oh, for that? All in the Family?
Yeah.
I got to go.
But it does embody the theme, you know, basically because Archie longs for those good old days.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough one for me.
Wow, I totally misread the room, but I guess it's because I'm younger.
Younger.
I'll go with All in the Family.
So we got one vote for each. Bob?
And what was the other one?
Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Courtship of Eddie's Father because of the song.
Yeah.
So, wait.
It's 2-1 right now. What are you voting?
On the Family.
Come on. Come on.
I got to go with All in the Family. I like the song better. They're two great songs. They are two great songs.
Wow.
But All in the Family, again, it just to me, it like Dave said, it fits that show of Archie wanting to go back to a time that he couldn't get, he can't
Since
get to.
I don't think you can really separate the song from the show that
True. Not totally.
Because right. the theme song is the theme song. It needs to match the
True.
Show.
True. Yeah.
Now, of course, Eddie's Father matches the show perfectly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm sticking with All in the Family.
I am too.
So we got a 2-2 tie?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, at the last minute, All in the Family pulls it out.
Oh!
And we have our first controversy. Wow.
They were the number one seed, though.
Who would have thought that that would be a problem?
Yes.
All right, let's go over to the dramas.
Okay, back to the dramas.
We're going
to
go the 5-12 matchup. Dragnet taking on Saint Elsewhere.
Oh.
Dragnet and Saint Elsewhere.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
Yeah, but St. Elsewhere had a really nice. There will be humming in this show.
How will we decide?
I'm not going first on this one.
I'll pick Dragnet.
Okay, Dragnet.
It just sounds like it's a police march.
Yeah.
Something about.
What do you say, Bob?
Magnet.
Dragnet. Two Dragnets.
Yeah, I'll take Dragnet.
All right. Doesn't matter what you think.
Doesn't matter what I say.
All right. Dragnet
like
moves on. It's
like being the president of a.
Hey-o.
Whatever.
All right. So we're going to. yikes. We're going to go over to the comedy region.
Back to comedy.
And we're going to take on the 8-9 matchup, the 8 seed Mash versus the 9 seed Alice.
This is a no-brainer.
Oh, no-brainer.
Yes, Alice.
Alice.
Mel's pie.
No!
I kiss my grits and we're done.
I say
are you,
Mash.
Are you serious?
No, I'm going
Mash. Good.
Mash.
Mash.
Everybody, it's pretty unanimous. All right, Mash. Mash,
Mash and After Mash, since they were simply the same show rewritten.
And the movie Mash.
And the movie Mash.
And the Monster Mash.
Ah. Right.
Who did the
mashes? The mashed potato.
Let's move on quickly.
Let's move on to the family comedy region.
Family comedy region.
We're going to do the 5-12 matchup, Full House versus King of Queens.
Ew.
I will say this. I never watched the King of Queens at all. I didn't care for him personally. But then you've got Full House, which...
Well, what about the songs, Brian?
Yeah, it's the song.
I know. I would probably have to go Full House.
I didn't watch hardly either one of those. I guess I'm more familiar with the Full House than I am King of Queens. On Full House.
King of Queens.
Full House.
Full House it is. Lord. Full House.
Eyes are getting weary.
All right, let's go back to the drama.
Drama
section here. We're going to do 6-11. Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
You got those Hill Street Blues.
We've got
Gunsmoke.
No.
That's a good one, too. Those are two very, very good,
I tell you, the Hill Street Blues, even though it's just the music itself, but it's the opening of it, and it fits with the music
fits with the tempo of the show.
Exactly. Yeah.
It just fits with the tempo. It fits with everything. Nice. But Gunsmoke does really too. I mean, you hear that Gunsmoke, and you find yourself back in the Old West.
And it's part of the heritage of television.
It is.
You know that there's been a version of Gunsmoke going since 1929.
I did not know that.
It was a radio show.
Hill Street
was
a radio show. You're going Hill Street?
Hill Street.
Hill Street. What do you say, Bob?
Just for the old timers, Gunsmoke.
Oh, Bob, I love you, but I'm going Hill Street.
You got those Hill Street Blues.
Hill Street Blues.
All right, let's go back to the comedy region.
All right.
We got the 7 seed Batman versus the number 10 Get Smart.
Now, these both should have been action. well, TV shows, obviously.
But they were both very funny.
Were they? Batman was so serious.
We were watching
right down
totally
to the purple
shows.
Tights.
Yeah, and the mustache.
Well, and
makeup.
I tell you, yeah, that Batman theme has such
here we go
entrancing lyrics. Batman, Batman.
How could you vote against Batman. It?
I mean, they're so deep.
You know what? I love Batman. You know my love for Batman was one of my original.
Yeah.
But
get, dun, da, da, get Smart says 60 spy movie.
Yeah. Dun, da, da,
yeah. I mean, to me, that was a. Yeah. That beat and I gotta go with Get Smart, yeah. too.
I'm going with Get Smart.
Get Smart.
It just, without even saying it, without even a lyric,
yeah.
it kind of told you this is exactly what kind of movie, TV. What kind of TV show this is going to be. This is about spies.
Yep.
Get Smart. Absolutely. Moves on. All right, let's go back to the drama.
Drama.
We're going to do the 8-9.
Which one?
8-9.
8-9. Ooh, Dynasty Mission.
This is going to set up a second round matchup.
Oh, yeah,
we got
this
the
8-seed
Dynasty, 9-seed yeah. Mission Impossible.
Ooh.
Winner will go on to face Dallas in the second round.
I will tell you, when Dave submitted his list and I saw this one, Hawaii 501, I thought, oh my gosh, missed out on the Mission Impossible.
Dynasty, I believe.
I'm trying to subliminal.
No.
What do you call that?
But no. But see, Mission Impossible. You hear that? Yeah. That beginning.
Except we already have one spy theme song.
Yeah, but that's on the other side of the
right. Yeah, but
could face each
other later, right?
It's like, okay, here you go, folks. We're in for a ride here.
Soak it up now.
I mean, it could come down to Get Smart and Mission Impossible.
Could technically.
If it does, yeah. Well,
suck it up now, people.
That'll be interesting.
Tom Cruise takes it over in a little bit.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while you get a good theme song.
Bob, what are you going with on this one? Dynasty or Mission Impossible?
I want to go with the one with the biggest shoulder pad.
That would... Yeah, Dynasty.
I think I'm going with Dynasty as well. Ooh. To me, we hear that... You think rich, you think it's
got that majestic sound to it. Yeah,
you're going Mission Impossible. What about you?
In an 80s sort of way.
I swear to God.
In an 80s sort of way, yes.
I am so torn with this one because they're both so cool. So cool. I'm going Mission Impossible.
All right, so we got a 2-2 tie yet again. It's a tough one. But because I can see the path that this is going, I got to go Dynasty because we got to have Dallas and Dynasty in the second.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, curses.
What's wrong with you?
We could have had Falcon Crest in there, so.
Right? That's going to be.
Well, and I almost
Jane
threw Nats.
Jane Wyman is sitting over there just glaring at this.
I almost threw Nats Landing
in. I am not a lesbian.
In, but I didn't want to because I didn't.
It's true. She's not. I don't think she was. But anyway.
It's rude.
Anywho.
Never heard that rumor.
Oh, okay, no.
So we're gonna
Brian.
We're going to go back to the family comedy section.
All right.
We're going to do the 4-13. Adam's Family against Petticoat Junction.
Oh, my gosh.
As much as I would like to see an Adams Family Munster showdown,
there's Uncle Joe.
I've got to go with Petticoat Junction.
Really? Yeah. Well, yeah, but yeah. Now Adams Family or Petticoat Junction and Munsters. I'm sure you're not sticking with Petticoat. I know you better than that, Mr. Moore.
I think.
Are you accusing me of somehow trying to fix it? So
rumor has it he uses math.
I mean, both of these theme songs accomplish their mission pretty well.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they tell you exactly the families that you're dealing with
yeah.
or what you're going to get it into. But
yeah.
There's something, you know, about that country. I liked all those.
Yeah. I'm going Petticoat.
Okay, that's 2 for Petticoat. Bob?
Petticoat, because where else are you going to see 3 naked women in a swimming pool?
Well,
there's
a water island.
My house, the neighbors tend to.
You don't want to scare off the realty value when they neighbors see that in the tub.
Okay.
I'm going to say Adam's Family.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
It sure won't right. Now that it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Let's go to the.
Adam's Family thanks you.
We're going to go back to the comedy. Region.
I don't want
to.
Plus, I never could snap my fingers, so I had a problem with that.
We're going to do the number 116 matchup, Cheers. Which Cheers and The Office.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
No problem.
Oh, bye.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers it is. We're going to, wow, what a second round matchup that's
going
to be.
Yeah, that is going
Cheers
to be.
Cheers and mash.
Woody versus Coach.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Woody or Coach.
Going back to drama.
Drama.
2:15. We've got Law and Order, the
is
second
that
seed.
Late?
against the 15th seed Star Trek Voyager.
Who picked Voyager? Out of all the Star Trek themes, Voyager's the one for you? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Actually, I'll go with that, too.
It's very classical and very...
It doesn't have somebody singing the lyric behind it.
For me, it would have been Next Generation, but all in all, Law and Order, I have a hard time remembering that theme.
Well, that's the thing. When I saw this matchup, it's like, I don't even remember what Law and Order song.
But I don't remember what Voyager
beyond,
was.
Law and Order was... Dum-dum.
I didn't watch Voyager very much, because as soon as they went, we're going to put a woman... They said, we're going to put a woman in the captain's chair, and then she gets them lost right away, I thought, well, that's sexist. I'm not watching it.
Oh, my God.
But how'd you like the theme?
But how'd you like the theme? Except for that, Mrs. Lincoln, what do you think of the play?
It ended well.
I'm going with Voyager.
All that dissent over that?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many do we have for Voyager, then?
I'm sure Dave.
I said Voyager.
Bob?
Voyager.
Voyager, yes.
Wow, the number two seed goes down.
I'm a little surprised the original
shocked.
Star Trek didn't make it.
So am I.
Almost, but no.
I am shocked. All right. Let's go back to the comedy.
Comedy.
And this is going to be the one that people are going to talk about
for
the ages.
I don't want to do this
one. We're doing the 5-12 seed. WKRP in Cincinnati taking on Here Comes Maud at 12.
Oh.
This hurt. As soon as he sent this to me and showed me what he had, I was like, I can't do this one.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Versus God will get you for that, Walter.
Yeah. That wasn't in the song.
Yeah, we're talking songs.
I know.
Yeah.
Lady Godot. Well, neither was the
rider.
Baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to say WKRP.
Cincinnati.
Oh. Cincinnati. But Maud is Maud.
Do you know that's a fictional radio station?
I heard the rumor.
What?
Johnny Fever is not down there.
What?
Yeah. I've tried to tune it in.
Well, I've asked my daughter every time, hey, do you listen to WKRP? And she just looks at me. But anyways.
Yeah. So you're picking WKRP?
I am.
What are you picking, Dave?
I'm going with WKRP just because I can see that being used as, you know, back in the day before commercials took over completely, radios would have these little jingles. Songs that to identify their station. And
jingles.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
I mean, I can just, it sounded like something that would really do.
So we got two WKRPs. What are you doing, Bob?
WKRP.
I would have done WKRP.
Downtown Cincinnati.
Maud's got to go have her abortion now.
Oh, wow.
What? It was an episode.
I was allowed to watch that episode when my cousins weren't.
Jeez. Yeah, really? I was allowed to watch that, too.
My sister and brother, I don't think, were, but I was just old enough.
Just be.
All right. Okay. Now we're going to go back over to the cartoon section. We're going to do the 7-10 matchup. 7-seed Johnny Quest taking on the only Seth MacFarlane reference, American Dad.
Mm. What was the first one again?
Johnny Quest.
Okay.
Versus American Dad.
Good morning, USA.
I got a feeling that it's going to be a wonderful Bob's battling it out with... What you picking, Bob? I have a feeling.
Mary Tyler Moore. No, Johnny, the one and only Quester Mobile.
What about you, Jeff?
I like Johnny Quest. It has a fast and it got like a slower downbeat. And it's, Johnny Quest.
Dave.
I actually like American Dad.
They
can't see you nodding your head, bro.
American Dad.
You know, I had an email from Seth MacFarlane when I told him about this, and he thought the entire episode was going to be a sham and a farce because there was no Cleveland show.
Isn't this fun, Ron?
It's great. I'm going to go Johnny Quest.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Seth MacFarlane was right.
Well, and I love, you know.
It was, it's a good
theme song.
Quest
is a good theme.
It's a good theme.
It's right. A great theme.
We're going to go back over to the family comedy region. Oh, we're going to do the 8-9. It's a family affair in the 8 seed, taking on number 9, Good Times.
That's any time you make a payment.
Temporary layoffs.
Temporary layoffs.
But family affair.
Yeah, I gotta go with Good Times.
Good Times.
And one and
Good Times, I guess. Good Times.
Good Times?
Good Times.
Good Times. Take it on all in the family. Oh boy.
Appropriate since Good Times was basically second cousins to All in the Family.
True. All right.
Spinoff once removed, so to speak.
Let's go over to the drama region. We're going to do the 4-13 matchup, number 4 seed Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Take it on Perry Mason.
Perry Mason. And Twilight Zone is basically just.
But it changes every single time.
Everything in it with a.
I'm going Mason.
Bob?
I'm going to go with Mason just for Della's sake.
I'm in the zone.
Hi, Twilight.
Basically, this game will be won by whatever Ron picks.
And no one will say nay.
Imagine you're in a room.
All right.
A podcast room with four men who don't know what they're talking about. You may have entered the Twilight Zone.
All right, the zone wins.
I want to change mine to the zone.
All right. We're going to go back to the comedy region. We're going to do the 4-13, which is a big matchup. We got the number 4 seed, Gilligan's Isle, taking on the number 13 seed, the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, that's tough.
I think, honestly, this could go either way, but if somebody's on their game and a little buddy can distribute the ball well, I think this is going to be a blowout. So carry on.
You are now really impressing me with these basketball little terms here. Right. You've been doing it this whole time, but I caught this one.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going Gilligan's Island.
I don't even have to ask, Dave.
I'm such a fan of Carol Burnett.
Carol Burnett Show, right.
No, Gilligan. Yeah.
Bob?
Little buddy, Gilligan's Island.
I like Carol Burnett, but Gilligan's Island, I think, is more singable.
All right, Gilligan's song.
If I were able to bet on this, which I can't because the commissioner won't allow it.
Right, it's for entertainment purposes only.
Gilligan's is obviously someone I'm hoping to see in the finals, but they got to get by the Munsters.
All right.
I don't see him winning past WKRP myself.
Let's go to the drama region. Let's finish off the first round in drama.
All right.
We've got the number 3 seed, Magnum P.I., taking on 14 seed, Zorro.
That's a tough one.
Oh, my God. Somebody else put it down?
That's someone.
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
I remember the Zorro song. So
out of the night.
Magnum
P.I. It
might not be helping yourself there, Bob.
In fact, the more he goes, the more I'm convinced.
I'm going Magnum.
Jeff?
Magnum.
All right. It was Zorro tried with the long-range shots, but they didn't work.
Oh, my gosh.
So Magnum P.I. moves on. All right.
That was too funny.
Let's go to the cartoon region. We're going to do the 3-14 matchup. Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour versus George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle.
Wow. Yeah,
watch out for that tree. Watch out for that tree.
You realize this means war.
Can continue. I'm
what are we picking?
I'm going with George.
Joe. Oh. Jeff?
Don't give me that look.
Jeff?
It's got a good beat. You can dance to it.
I'm going to say George.
I'm
George.
Going Bugs Bunny.
Bunny. All the way.
You know, folks, it's interesting that I took myself out of this, but yet here I am.
Pulling me back.
Pulling me
again.
Back in.
I gotta go Bugs. Okay.
Bugs. And you couldn't go wrong.
Every line by heart.
Only because Bugs. It has the Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner hour combined with the Bugs Bunny hour.
All right, let's stay in the cartoon.
Yeah, because somehow we got behind with these ones.
Yeah, we're going to do the 215. We got the Simpsons taking on the 15 seed Mickey Mouse Club.
Which technically is not a cartoon, but it had cartoons with it. It was hosted by a cartoon character.
It's Mickey Mouse. I mean, like, we can't not put Mickey Mouse in because, you know, we can't.
You know.
Especially with our history with Disney.
Donald Duck.
The Simpsons.
Well, and it is a classic Danny Elfman tune.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Simpsons.
Hey there, hi there, oh there you are.
I'm going to say Simpsons.
I'm going with the Big Cheese, Mickey Mouse Club.
Bob Simpsons or Mickey Mouse?
M-I-C.
Oh.
K-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
This has turned so much more entertaining for me than I thought it would. How you doing, Ron?
If we do this again.
We aren't going to have a quiz this episode, are we?
No. We need another person on the porch. Oh.
We have a quiz on the second episode.
Uneven, and then Ron would be the moderator.
I guess I didn't expect it to be so caught. I'm going to go with The Simpsons.
Yes.
All right. Moving over to, let's finish off the comedy region.
Oh, right.
Whoever seeded this is ridiculous.
I tell you.
We got the number 2 seed Friends taking on the 15 seed Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh,
my God. Wow.
That's tough.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Could that be any tougher?
Let me tell you a story.
Did they kill him?
About a man named Jed.
You know, I heard that poor mountaineer barely kept his family.
Yeah, one day he was shooting some food.
Yeah. You know what came up? A bubbling crude.
Oil,
black
that
gold.
Is.
Oil, yeah.
Texas
tea?
Do they have the final episode of Money Man magazine?
Oh, I don't. I don't know.
I like both of these, and I do think both of these were very catchy tunes that pretty much said it all. That being said, I'm not going first.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh,
Hillbillies. Oh, down goes.
I'm really going
Friends.
By what the heck we sang in the bandabus on the way home.
All right, wow, this is not, comedy did not turn out the way I thought it would. All right, let's go over to...
Well, Hillbillies could also be a family comedy.
Let's go to cartoons. We're going to do the 512. We've got the Scooby-Doo.
Can you even say Hillbillies anymore?
Taking on Space Ghost.
Oh, Scooby-Doo all the way.
Where are we at?
512.
512, Scooby-Doo, Space Ghost.
Space Ghost.
Scooby-Doo. Space Ghost?
But it's got to be those meddling kids.
Scooby. Yeah.
That was a guaranteed blowout, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I think this might be the biggest one. This might be an actual, the referee might stop this one.
Yeah.
1 versus 16 in the cartoon region. We got number 1 seed Rolling Flintstones. Taking on Howdy Doody.
It's Howdy Doody.
It's Howdy Doody. You got Fred Barney smoking those Flintstones.
Before my time.
I'm going Flintstones.
Show me Barney.
Rather not.
Oh, I'm just singing the Howdy Doody. I'm going Flintstones.
Flintstones. All right, so we got a. All right, let's finish up the first round here in the family comedy.
Keep going.
Wasn't that
Leave It to Beaver and Growing Pains?
We got number 6 and 11. Leave It to Beaver and Growing Pains.
Well, let me just say this. Ward, you were a little hard on the beaver last night.
Which probably caused some growing pains.
Okay. Fat gets a groan, but everything got said in the last episode was hilarious. Okay. Cool.
I'm going with Leave It to Beaver.
Beaver. Show me the beaver.
Even though Beaver was not an original song, I think I'm going with Leave It to Beaver.
It is an iconic song.
It is kind of
Plus Growing Pains was just... Did Alan Thicke actually sing that, or was it... I don't know. I think he may have written it, even.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right, let's finish out the first round.
Somebody Google that and let us know.
We're going to pick up the pace.
Yes, please. Beaver.
So we got the 7-10, One Day at a Time, Partridge Family.
This is it, this is it. Straight ahead, rest assured. You can't
come on.
Make you happy.
That is so, it is so, it is such a dated song. It is so hippie-ish.
It's, well, I was during that time.
Let me just say it's a little woke.
Well, go ahead and say it then.
It's a little woke.
Come on, folks.
I'm going to say Partridge.
Dave?
One Day at a Time.
Bob?
Partridge.
Partridge what? It is. All right. So
I'm the only one that likes One Day at a Time.
Oh, I love One Day at a Time.
I like that. That's going to finish up our first round. So now we're going to go a little bit quicker here, guys, because
okay.
We still got a lot to go through. So that's we're going to go through the entire.
Okay.
We're going to go through drama here.
Drama.
Dallas Dynasty.
Dallas.
Yes.
Dragnet versus the Twilight Zone.
Drag.
Zone.
Gosh, Zone. Oh, my gosh. Zone.
Twilight Zone it is.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Oh, you were throwing that one.
What?
You just wanted Dallas to move on.
Okay, we got Hill Street Blues versus Magnum P.I.
Hill Street.
Magnum.
For his little hairy chest, Magnum P.I.
Sorry, boys.
Ouch. All right.
Hawaii 5-0 versus Star Trek Voyager.
5-0.
Star Trek.
Voyager.
I said 5-0.
5-0.
So it's 2-2?
Yeah.
Oh, God, can you imagine how that's going to set up a dream matchup between Magnum P.I. and Hawaii 5-0 if I pick Hawaii 5-0?
That'll be very Honolulu. Yeah.
Hawaii 5-0. Have a Hawaiian shirt.
5-0.
Hawaiian shirt. Oh, hang on.
All right, let's jump across to comedy because this is the big one.
Oh, this one.
Cheers, MASH.
MASH.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bob?
Cheers or MASH?
He's frozen up.
overload.
It does not compute.
It's a tough one. They're both
Cheers.
Iconic.
Cheers it is.
Wow, I did not see that coming. Okay.
And all I can say is, next time, don't be so damn pretentious, Mr. Alder.
WKRP versus Gilligan's Isle.
Gilligan.
WKRP. I'm sorry. I
like WKRP.
Gilligan!
Sit right back and we'll hear a tale.
Oh,
hell yeah.
I don't want to play anymore.
We got Green Acres versus the Golden Girls.
Oh, Green Acres.
Green Acres.
Green Acres.
Green Acres.
Wow, down goes Picture at Sicily, $19.
I'm noticing a 60s bent Sicily.
Yeah, I'm not happy with some of those.
We got Get Smart versus Beverly Hillbillies. Good Lord.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Get Smart. Get smart.
Now I'm frozen.
I am frozen.
To me, this was an easy one.
Would you believe it was over in 24 minutes? I have 124 men outside this room right now.
We could toss this to Ron. I'm going to go with Get Smart.
And
I was going Beverly, but that's okay.
Get smart.
It is.
Smart takes it. That's
all right, let's jump over to the cartoons. We got Flintstones Underdog.
We aren't doing this one.
What's that?
We're not doing this one.
He can't handle it.
Flintstones Underdog.
Underdog.
Flintstones.
Underdog.
I knew that. He wasn't going to go against Underdog.
Never. We shall rise again.
I got to go Flintstones.
Flintstones wins by a pebble.
Oh, man, this next one's tough.
Scooby-Doo Jetsons.
Oh, my God.
That one's tougher to me.
Oh, man.
I'm going. I gotta go Scooby.
I think they're the same song.
Almost.
And Dave reveals the secret.
There's George Judson, Scooby-Doo.
Boy Shaggy. Daphne the wife.
I'm going Scooby.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Jetsons.
Scooby.
Scooby it is. All right. Next is Speed Racer versus the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Hour.
This is it. The night and nights. I gotta go Bugs.
Bugs.
Bugs in this case.
What do you say, Bob?
Bugs.
All right.
Bugs it is. Johnny Quest versus The Simpsons.
I'm not saying it first.
I'll say Quest. Johnny. Quest.
What do you say, Bob?
Johnny Quest.
It don't matter what doesn't I was going to say.
Johnny Quest. Wow. Down. Go The Simpsons.
Don't. He right. based The Simpsons.
All in the Family. Good Times.
All in the Family. Good Times.
In this case, I'm going to say All in the Family.
I'm actually going to say Good Times.
I'm going to say Good Times.
All in the Family.
You know what? We don't need to play. Ron, you take the rest of this episode, and we'll just head out
you just
for
just pick what you want, Ron.
I just find Good Times, I think, it's as more, much as I loved All in the Family, yeah. and it's so iconic, Good Times, there's something about it.
I see this becoming a controversial game, and it has to go this way so that Archie can continue on, so it's going to be Good Times.
Wow. All right. Good Times.
Strategy is played.
That's why Archie's
in the green room.
All right. Full House, Petticoat Junction.
Petticoat Junction. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I knew that coming.
Leave It to Beaver and the Munsters.
Monsters.
Which is actually funny because the same creators.
Oh, the same creators. Oh, yeah. Okay.
There you go. Yeah,
the
all
people right. who created the Munsters created Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. I'm going with the Munsters.
Yeah, Munsters.
Munsters. In fact, the opening sequence of the Munsters is a play on the Leave It to Beaver opening sequence.
Right.
All right. And our last matchup in the second round, the Partridge Family and the Brady Bunch. Wow, what a matchup to close out round two. What do we got?
I have to go with my Bradys.
Yeah, I think Brady Bunch.
Brady.
Brady.
Brady Bunch it is.
Under duress.
All right, so now we're on to the
this is exciting.
Sweet 16 in the drama department. Dallas and Twilight Zone.
Oh.
I think this... Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, Dallas and Twilight Zone. Dallas.
I'm sticking with the zone.
Dallas.
It is. Dallas comes on.
Didn't wanna.
Magnum PI versus Hawaii
5-0.
Higgins does not compete.
Hawaii 5-0.
Interesting that they were both based in Hawaii. Both Hawaiian shows.
Honolulu region. All right, down to the cartoons. We got two heavy hitters, Flintstones.
Man, that's Scooby-Doo. Oh, wow.
This the OG versus the plucky newcomer, so to speak, at the time. Now they're both kind of OGs.
Yeah. I'm not going first, but I know what I'm picking.
I'm going Flintstones this time.
Bob?
What was our other one?
Flintstones or Scooby-Doo?
Which theme?
Flintstones.
I'm going the Doo.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
Sorry, Ron.
I have got to find the wah, 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 because I'm going to throw them in every time Ron has to.
Fred, where have you been?
Oh, darn it.
Bat.
I just lost two friendships.
All right. Maybe
three.
Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show, Johnny Quest.
Bugs.
Bugs.
Johnny.
Quest is nowhere near Bugs.
Name me a song.
Johnny.
You picking Johnny?
Whoa! And things
what,
are being
what did
thrown.
You pick, Ron?
I'm going to pick Bugs Bunny.
Somebody take this pen out of my neck.
For the love of Pete. This is not what I wanted. All right, let's go over to the comedy.
That's what she said.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
It was Bugs.
Now we're moving over to the comedy. Two big O's here. Cheers and Gilligan's Isle.
Yeah.
I got to stick with my little buddy still.
Bob?
Fluffy, get me the hell out of here. I'm a celebrity.
Gilligan's Island.
What are you going with? Cheers.
Cheers.
Let me... I'll go Gilligan.
Woo! This is the pressure.
All right, and the...
It's a 60 babies.
Ow. Wow. Green Acres and Get Smart.
Smart. In a heartbeat, smart. I like Green Acres, don't get me wrong, but smart. I just love that.
Green Acres, Get Smart.
Get Smart.
Get Smart.
Get Smart.
It doesn't matter, but I'll go with Smart anyway, make it a sweep.
Get Smart. Wow. Okay.
Would you believe?
I can't believe that those two made it to the end here. But
David, this is too important. We should activate the cone of silence, don't you think?
Family comedy. Good Times versus Petticoat Junction.
There's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction.
In this case, I'm going to say Good Times.
Junction. You're going to say Good Times?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Good Times.
Good Times.
Good Times.
Yeah.
And perhaps the
Norman
matchup,
Lear is still alive.
Perhaps the matchup that everyone has been waiting
for.
Oh,
my gosh.
The Munsters versus the Brady Bunch.
You know I'm going with Munsters, and we know that Brian's going with Brady.
So it's going to come down to Jeff.
Yeah, you and I.
I'm going to say Brady.
Brady.
Bob now has to find a right home.
Same. What a shame, Bob.
It's a long walk to
Petersburg. Folks,
you know, this might be the final episode, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, because I don't know if these friendships can stand all this. All right, let's go on to the Elite Eight for a spot in the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas versus Hawaii 5-0.
5-0.
Dallas.
Philo.
I'm sorry, buddy, but I'm sticking with Dallas.
Dallas.
Oh, no way.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, way.
What
wow.
do you want?
Wow.
The peaceful
side. I didn't choose to be part of this.
Wow.
You guys can't
Wait
agree
till the
on
next
anything.
One for your
You guys can't agree on anything. All right. For a spot in the Final Four to face Dallas, we've got the Flintstones and Bugs Bunny.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. That's my vote. Flintstones.
Flintstones stand a better
oh,
chance.
Oh, it's your chair. Curtain lights. This is it.
Flintstones? All right.
Ooh. I hope you did not take my singing into consideration.
I did not.
All right.
Never would we take your singing into consideration, Bob.
Gilligan's Isle.
Just a little bit.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, not bad, but let's...
Are they looking at us?
No, I don't want them to.
Gilligan's Isle and Get Smart.
I'm sorry, Dave. I really like Get Smart.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Brian. I really like Gilligan's Isle.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm. I tolerate both of them. No, I'm sorry. Between which two?
Gilligan's Island and Get Smart.
Gilligan's Island.
Sorry, Get Smart.
Can we do this again next year?
Gilligan's Island moves on.
Woo-hoo. I knew that.
All right.
Well, there goes my
some of us have a soft spot for Gilligan's.
I like Gilligan's.
I like the theme song. I just,
we've got Good Times against the Brady Bunch.
Brady That's a Bunch. Tough one for me. That Good Times is a great
Bob's thing. Going Brady Bunch.
I'm going Brady Bunch.
Do I get even with Brian?
For what? I didn't do anything. He picked the last one.
I've still got to pick Brady Bunch. It's iconic.
Brady.
Mm-hmm. Brady. Oh, my God. Look what that ends up.
Look at this. Look at these icons
so
of
the
theme
final
songs.
Final four, folks, if you're keeping score at home. We've got Dallas versus the Flintstones and Gilligan's Isle versus the Brady Bunch. So in the first matchup, Dallas-Flintstones for a spot in the final.
Flintstones.
Well, that's the fourth friendship I just lost.
Flintstones. We got two Flintstones.
Dallas.
Flintstones.
Flintstones. Oh. On.
Someone should make a game out of this.
All right. So
now the tough one.
Gilligan's Isle.
Not for me
versus
either.
Versus the Brady Bunch. Winner takes on the Flintstones.
Brady Bunch.
Yabba Dabba Doo.
Flint's. No, no, no. Gilligan's Island, Brady Bunch.
Oh.
Theme song.
What were they again? I'm sorry.
Gilligan's and Brady Bunch.
Dun, 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 dun. Brady Bunch.
Here's the story.
Brady.
Gilligan.
Brady moves on.
I heard Gilligan.
Not my champion. All right, folks. So here it is.
Oh, Lordy.
The final matchup. Never would have thought that it would have ended this way.
I did not either.
We've got the number one seed, Flintstones, taking on the number two seed and champion of the family comedy section, The Brady Bunch.
This did not go anywhere where I thought it would. I really, truly, my two that I thought were going to end up in the end was On the Family and Dallas or Hawaii Five-0.
I thought for sure Hawaii Five-0. All right,
well, here's where we're at, guys. Yeah. So what do we got?
Flintstones.
One for Flintstones.
Flintstones.
Two for Flintstones.
Brady's.
Flintstone.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The winner of the first annual Pop Culture TV theme song, Greatest of All Time, as determined by the four men on the porch and in this room. The Flintstones.
Proving that men of a certain age are always wrong.
Hear it with a timpani behind it.
Who picked Flintstones?
I think I did.
I did.
I don't remember.
What do you mean picked? Who nominated it?
I don't remember.
We all did.
I did.
Jeff did.
And in a surprise to no one.
Jeff wins the pop culture winner chicken dinner gold.
Some weight to it, too. That's
folks, if you enjoyed it or you didn't enjoy it, this is it.
Just don't listen to
it. All you get.
That's what you get. So, so tune in on our next episode, which will be a very special episode of Pop Culture, where we discuss the career of Rob Reiner. So I hope you enjoyed this one. I'm sorry, Brian, am I stealing your thunder? Okay. So I hope you enjoyed this. It was a lot of fun, even though it didn't seem like it at the time. And
I loved it.
This was a good time. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We'll have a bracket up on the Facebook page.
We will.
So that you'll be able to follow along.
With a picture of our winner holding his trophy.
Oh!
Or holding something.
I was going to say, watch what you're saying. So until next time, make sure you go out there, you listen to your favorite TV theme songs, do whatever the hell you want, but for God's sakes, stay off our lawn.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stoney family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of his story. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of Flintstones. When you're with the Flintstones,